connection with passports.
So I just wanted to take 2 minutes to thank the volunteers of FOSDEM. Maybe we can give them a small round of applause. Thanks a lot. So happy 25th birthday. It's been a while since, you know, we live in the future now, so I asked the AI to write my jokes, and the AI asked me to ask you if the Wi-Fi is, you managed to make the Wi-Fi work after 25 years. So yeah, even the Wi-Fi jokes are getting old. So I'm Rémi, I'm co-founder of Passbolt. I do some other things like the Open Source Founder Summit with Emily at the back. And in the room, you have Cedric and Kevin, who are like co-founder of Passbolt. We've been doing the pilgrimage to Brussels every year. So yeah, it's a blast. So anyone using a password manager in the room? Oh, great. Who's using Passbolt? So after a while, we will be giving out t-shirts and stickers. So if you want to come, you can you know, basically like get some swag. Who's using Bitwarden? So you guys are not getting anything. So it's a joke. You can just get it. We built a password manager that is designed for collaboration. So the main difference is that you can assign permission granularly to secrets, so you can store your TOTPs, you can store your machine-to-machine secrets, your SSH keys, you can store all sorts of things that are secrets and that you want them to be end-to-end encrypted. So you can organize your secret by folders, by group, you can assign permissions to folders and apply this permission recursively. So basically that's the strength of the software. And the goal is to solve the collaboration issue around secret for technical team mostly. But it can be used by pretty much everyone. So one of the functionality we developed this year is like, let's say you have a secret, you have a large team, and you want to know when somebody leaves the organization or is removed from the group or is basically like leaving the organization. You want to know which secret have been accessed by this person so that you can mark them as needed to be rotated. So this is one of the functionality we built last year around collaboration. And you can also basically set some policies around when do you want things to expire. And if you want to make your user life a nightmare, you can just like expire everything every 30 days. So we have native apps on Apple and Android. You require an extension to run Passbolt. So this is required for the reason that if the server is compromised, we don't want to give the attacker the opportunity to change the code that is relative to the cryptographic elements or like the key management. So it gives us some interesting properties. So for example, we can display these annoying icons in your forms, and we can also like basically run updates automatically, so the clients are always up to date thanks to the browser extension auto-update functionalities. It's also available in a terminal near you, so it means you can access your secrets using a command line or even curl. So you can pipe the output of curl, and since Passbolt use OpenPGP, you can decrypt the secrets and like use them directly in your like CI/CD pipelines. We offer also for the cool kids some Kubernetes operator, so you can basically inject the secrets from Passbolt into your Kubernetes charts and all that. Passbolt is available on all Linux platforms, so we have packages, native packages for Ubuntu and all sorts of things. We also support OpenSUSE, so we have a partnership with SUSE, and so now we are sure the packages will work, because it was not the case before. And it's fully open source, even the paid version, so like that's something worth to mention. We do around 3 security audits per year. So we work with Q53, which is like a security researcher in Germany. So they just completed one in December, and we have one running right now by another firm in the US. So we do our own work when it comes to security. What's cooking for 2025? So for the ones that are using Passbolt, one of the main changes that will come to V5 is encrypted metadata. One of the difficulty when creating a credential manager is that you have different people that have different kind of requirements. So on one side, you're going to have the consumers. So for example, rent like your, like my mom or whatever. And then you on the other side, you're gonna have like companies like banks or like that have strong requirements when it comes to security, and they have like requirements that are defined by the state or like whatever industry they are working on, depends. So historically, Passbolt have been more on that side. So on that side, it is expected that, for example, your administrator know who you are, he knows your name, he knows like, and on the other side, you have like the expectations that my password manager doesn't know when I'm using a certain credential to go somewhere. On this side, the administrator wants to know when you're using credentials. So it's been like complicated to balance all these requirements, because sometimes you have organization that behaves like consumers, so they want privacy. So let's say you're an organization that organizes a protest, you want anonymity. But if you're a bank, you absolutely don't want that. So we've been trying to balance the requirements, even though historically we've been leaning on that side. So one of the changes that we are introducing with V5, and it's actually available in V4.10, and we work hard to ship the V4.11 so you can actually test it. So there is a feature flag that you can enable, and you can test encrypted metadata in version 4, even though it will be available only in version 5, you can already test it with version 4. So the main change is that we will encrypt the metadata. So there will be several ways you can do that. One way is you encrypt with your personal key. So let's say you want to use it more on the consumer side, you can use your personal key, and then the administrator will not be able to see your secrets or like anything related to your secret. And if you are sharing, then we will use a shared key to encrypt the metadata. So Passbolt use OpenPGP, which is a hybrid crypto system. So you have like a random session key, an IOS key, that is encrypted with a public key. And all together, that makes the secret. So there will be options for administrator to choose if they want to disallow, for example, personal usage, they can. Or if you want to turn your Passbolt into personal usage only, you will be able to do that through the settings. So it's been quite a bit of work, as you can imagine. That's why it's called Passbolt version 5. So that will improve the security posture. I think I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to skip that. But if you want to sneak peek at how the UI will change, there is some, because it's a major version, we had to give it a little repolinage. So you will be able to construct your secrets and basically, like Legos, add some components to your secrets. So you'll be able to construct the kind of resource types that you want to use. So I'm running out of time, but we are outside if you want to talk about it. We have some other goodies that are coming up soon in version 5X series. And thank you for them. And sorry for taking too much time.
Thank you, Rémi.